If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Hispanics were gifted in family structure. And you can see a Hispanic person, and they could put 20 or 30 people in one home. They were gifted in the family structure.
You're a douchebag. I don't do well with douchebags.
When you look at the Asian is very gifted in creation, creativity, and inventions. If you go to Japan or any Asian country, they can turn a television into a watch. They're very creative.
Thanks for nothing, ass face.
We loaded enough booze on the beer for the entire city of Las Vegas.
A man drink like that and he don't eat, he is going to die.
Dude, don't do that, dude. Ow, dude, stop that. Dude, ow. Dude, I'm not kidding. Dude, I'm not fooling around. Dude, stop that, dude. Ow, dude, don't do that.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
I smoke a lot of pot.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Do you have any marijuana I might be able to buy from you?
Roll another one. Just like the other one.
Hi. Are you high?
This one seems to be about to quit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
You're my homies, Kevin and Bean.
Roll another one.
The world's pretty f***ed up right now. Shouldn't I be?
Just like the other one.
I don't still sound like a pothead, do I?
This one seems to be about.
You can help me get some weed.
I don't have another cent.
Okay, black dude's about to come here and open up a dope shop.
I
think this weird hunchy might be high.
Just pass it around.
God damn it, I love pot.
I'm looking to score some drugs.
I just pass it on.
And now.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what are you guys up to?
Oh, a little weed, you know.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's 5:32, and it's Friday the 23rd of January.
Vagina. 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 They call that thing vagina.
That's from the old Western movie, Vagina.
Yeah, classic Clint Eastwood, early spaghetti Western. By the way, Lisa, I thought of you. I was listening to that open with a little bit of a Dazed and Confused there at the end about, a little weed.
Uh-huh.
Entertainment Weekly just did their 25 greatest comedies of all time. Did you see that?
I have not seen that yet, but yeah. Dazed and Confused is on many of those wrong-headed lists.
Just want to let you know that it's still represented, that's all.
I know. Still, it's sad, you people who don't understand real humor.
Wow.
That
is sad, kind of.
I feel bad for you,
yeah.
Really.
I guess it's tough when you're the only voice of reason, when everyone is wrong and you're right. That must be very,
it
very
is.
Frustrating for
it
you.
Happens to me all the time.
Wow.
It's really difficult. You have no idea.
All right.
Yeah.
5:33, we're going to take your calls in a second, 1-800-520-1067. I would like to say in looking at the first call that we already have on hold,
mm-hmm.
that I'm not the guy who watches all the news, so don't email me about people on the news. Because people get us
sending you pictures of hot chicks on the news, though. That's all right.
That's fine. But people get us mixed up all the time, and so they're like, hey, dude, you're the guy that likes girls on the news.
Oh, that's not you.
Nope. That's not me at all. I don't really watch the news at all.
Before we get to your calls, 1-800-520-1067, Kevin and Bean's Friday, What It Do. How was the rain at everybody's house last night? Because, you know, Channel 4 made it seem like it was end of the world.
I don't know. What do you think? An eighth of an inch? At least where I was?
I couldn't even tell it was raining.
It's not much.
It's the,
oh, my God, it's raining!
they're if you turn on Channel 4 right now, man, they're showing rain. They got cameras all over the Southland showing rain. Here's what it looks like raining in you know, Baldwin Hills.
They do.
Look over here.
I'm not sure the point of that. I don't know why they have to.
Look, rain is different on the west side.
And then if there's if it's not raining when they're there, they'll say it was raining here. They won't like pack up and go away. They'll do a shot and say it was raining here pretty heavily about 3 hours ago.
That's what happened when it rained.
Could have been a lot worse. I'll tell you that right now.
They're doing rainy day tips right now, telling you to avoid watering outdoors on rainy days, removing debris to prevent contamination, sweep out your garage. I mean, they are making it sound like Hurricane Katrina's on the way.
Dear God.
Channel 4 really is the best. Is that the one you're talking about, Channel 4?
Yep, Channel 4. Oh, yeah.
The only thing they should be covering is potential mudslides, which, I don't know, with this rain, doesn't look like that's going to happen.
Yeah, how many people does that affect?
Well, we had the big burn over towards Yorba Linda earlier this year.
So give them a call. Leave it off the news. All right, 1-800-520-1067 is the number for Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
Sunday, February 8th, you'll be at the Auto Club Raceway in Pomona for the NHRA Winter Nationals Sunday. Visit NHRA.com for race information. I don't have to tell you guys. You probably guessed that our own Lightning is going to be on site doing something that day.
Oh, sure.
So, you know, sign up for some AIS car insurance, whatever you do when you see Lightning.
How great is this? Let's start with Ryan in Victorville. Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Very
what
good.
It do, nephew? What it do? What it do, baby boo?
What it do?
What's going on?
Hey, I was just talking. I want to tell Bean about Mia Lee on Channel 4. She's got bigger cans than Alita by far.
Noob.com.
Mia Lee?
They look like basketballs.
First of all, she's on Channel 9. She's not on Channel 4, first of all.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
Well, see, I don't even know what channel it's on because I'm staring at him so much.
Don't get that wrong, Ryan.
Okay, second of all, I would really cut up her body and flush it down the toilet to get to 1 hour with Alita Loresca. There's no comparison.
No, and she shows a lot of cleavage. I think you're wrong.
Well, there's that, Bean.
Ryan.
Yeah, but her face looks like an elbow.
Ryan, here's the thing, though.
Who's looking at her face?
Here's the thing about Bean. Once he determines that somebody is going to be his white-hot focus,
right.
Nothing else. I mean, you could give him 15 hotter chicks on, even on newscasts in L.A., and he would just stick his head in the sand. Yeah. He just didn't want to hear it.
Because I've already established by researching all of the others that Alita Loresca is the best. So there's no reason to back down from that because it's already been tabulated.
So you know who he's talking about? No, Channel 9?
Of course I know who Mia Lee is. She's one of those dumb Asian girls who dyes her hair blonde.
That's okay. But who's
which is
at her
ridiculous
anyway?
Looking, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
Bean's
you're dead to me, Ryan.
Package guy. You don't understand.
That's Bean.
You guys are with me that's a crappy look for the Asian chicks, though, right? Dyeing their hair blonde or white—it just looks dumb.
I don't know. I don't know.
Generally, don't go for it. Plus, they have beautiful hair.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's kind of a shame.
I've given all of these topics a lot of thought.
Yeah.
I'm just talking off the hip here, man. Or from the hip, or wherever the
shooting
hip is.
Shooting from the hip.
Yeah, you
whatever
shoot from
you
the
talking
hip.
Off the top
whatever
of
you
your
do
head.
With your hip.
You top.
I'm just, pick one
I'm just
of the
saying,
other.
I'm not just talking from the hip here.
Let's talk to Brad in L.A. He is on line 5 on the Kevin Beach Show, talking about the Academy Award nominations from yesterday morning. Hey, Brad, welcome to the show. What it do?
What it do, nephew? What it do, baby boo?
What it do?
What's going on?
I was just kind of stunned Gran Torino and Clint Eastwood didn't get a nomination. I thought that was pretty messed up.
Me too.
Yeah, we were surprised too. Yeah.
That was maybe one of my top three last year. Gran Torino was totally amazing.
Great movie. Totally worth full price. I'd recommend it to anybody.
He was great.
We were talking about this yesterday in relation to another movie that we were talking about that maybe got snubbed. And the truth is, 2008 had plenty of good movies for the Oscars to choose from. And sometimes there are just too many to put into a category of 5. And something's got to give. I mean, which movie would you toss out of the Best Picture race, for instance, for Gran Torino? I know Kevin would toss out the Benjamin Button, but how about you, Brad?
I agree, too. I mean, come on. Brad Pitt keeps getting younger. It's the same story over 2 hours. I'm in total agreement with Kevin
there
on
you
that
go.
One.
Have
wow,
you seen the movie?
That. Yeah, I did. It was
because it's 3 hours. It's not two. Wouldn't you know that?
Boring.
It's pretty damn long.
Two, three. I fell asleep through it, so that's probably why.
I think one of the big problems with Gran Torino is that Clint Eastwood insisted on using actors and actresses that speak that Mongolian language naturally.
The mom,
and, yeah. And they, there's not that many of them, and they weren't all, none of them were actors, and I that's shown through in the movie.
Really?
You didn't think the acting was very good on their part?
No, it's not that they were bad. It's that was really, like, amateurish compared to, like, Clint Eastwood is such a great actor and director, mm-hmm. but then there was these people you could see that they were kind of struggling their way through.
I didn't notice that at all.
Yeah, I reject Mike's opinion totally on this this effort. Let's try Anthony in San Pedro. He's got a common complaint of Southern California Marines this week. Hi, Anthony. You're on the air. What'd it do?
What it do, nephew? What it do, baby boo?
What it do?
What's going on?
Hey, I want to tell you guys about the Marines not being allowed into TJ because of the drug wars or whatever's going on.
Mm-hmm.
They don't think we'll be able to defend ourselves.
How crazy is that that you can walk the streets in Baghdad if you want, but you're not allowed to cross the border into Tijuana right now?
Yeah, I've been to Iraq 3 times, and believe me, I don't think that TJ would be any problem.
The big problem is the drug war, and people are getting killed and fighting with police and everything else, but it seems like if anyone should be allowed to go down there, it should be a Marine.
But you can't pack when you're going down there. You can't bring a gun, right?
Well, I don't, but I know a couple guys that do.
I mean, yeah. If they're shooting at each other, that's a problem if you're not armed.
You don't know Marines. Marines don't need guns.
They just catch bullets in their teeth?
In their teeth.
All right. Then you should be able to go.
That is weird. Did they say how long it's going to be for? They just say for the, you know, for the time being?
Honestly, I really think that this is going to be something that they want to keep forever.
They just don't want you to get STDs. That's the truth of it.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
All right, Anthony.
Where, you where are you? What's your home base down there?
Camp Pendleton.
Oh,
okay. So, I mean, that was probably pretty common recreation on time off is, hey, let's just jet over to Tijuana for a few hours, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that sucks, dude.
Well, there's still Vegas. I guess that's about all you got now.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
Thanks for the call. Let's go to Gary in Maywood. Good morning, Gary. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, what it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do?
Hey, baby boo.
Hey.
Oh, thanks. Hey, I was watching this new show called Supernatural last night.
Yep.
And I don't know if you've seen it. It's, you know, these two brothers are killing bad guys and demons and stuff. But the name of the show was Chris Angel is a Douchebag.
You're kidding.
I am not kidding.
That was the title of the episode.
That was the title of the episode.
Yep. Got a couple emails about that from people saying, can't believe it. That's funny. That's the title of last night's episode.
That is the best thing ever.
It was pretty cool, and I think you guys should get some royalties or something.
This was actually a rerun. We talked about it when it first aired in the fall, but none of us ever saw the episode. Was it about Chris Angel? I mean, did they?
There was like this grungy, goofy street musician who magician who got killed by this older magician, and I guess using magic or something.
Yeah, you do not want magicians going at each other. They will destroy.
Yeah, it was kind of a silly show, but.
You think Tijuana's bad?
Yeah, the title was too cool.
Yeah,
it is. We appreciate you thinking of us, Gary. Thanks for the call, dude.
Chris Angel is a big douchebag, the douchiest of all.
Theme from last night's Supernatural. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Kevin, happy birthday to Kevin.
Nope.
Rodney, I don't know what you're... Okay.
Birthday's in March, but thank you, Rodney.
Yeah.
Movie beat on the program today. Ralph will tell you what movies are in the theater.
Okay.
We found out yesterday there's a presidential loser museum. It's only people who have lost in the election. That sounds kind of funny.
I like that idea.
Track that down.
By the way, it destroys me when I went to Kansas on vacation a couple of years ago that I didn't know about the presidential also-ran museum, which, by the way, is in the lobby of a bank. I don't know if you guys know that or not.
No.
But I didn't go, and now I have to make a whole other trip to Kansas to go back to this museum because I missed it.
Well, really? You don't?
That certainly be, no, he does. That
he
would
does?
Be, that would certainly be worth going all the way to Kansas.
I think so. I think so.
Things that you're afraid of doing that everybody else seems to have conquered. There's been a weird number of stories that come out where people are like, I never learned to drive. I just never – I was always afraid of it. What are you talking about? How do you not learn to drive?
Every moron in the world drives,
right.
For God's sakes.
But some people seem to just, they have a blind spot and they're fine with it. And they don't
well,
want to
I don't want you to drive if you have a blind spot.
I don't, it's not literal, Lisa.
Now, you're not talking about things that you can't do. Like me, I have a long list of things I can't do, like blow bubbles, for instance. But you're talking about things you're afraid of. You don't do on purpose because you have fear.
Because you're scared. You're a scared.
You're scared, right.
So that's coming up this morning. We're going to have a young lady named Tamara Brown in the studio.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, dear God.
She's the girl in the blue dress, the Carl's Jr. commercial.
Yes, she is.
Has Ralph shown up in his text yet?
I have not seen.
Lisa, I'll read it later, but we got an email from the dude in the commercial, the Carl's Jr. commercial.
Oh, you're kidding.
The slob?
Who we have been doing nothing but busting on all week long because of how badly he's treating her, as if the actor had anything to do with the plot line of that commercial. But, yeah, he checked in yesterday, too. So he has heard us slandering his good name. He says Tamara is terrific and that we'll have a good time with her.
Oh, thanks.
And I don't know if you heard, but former President Jacques Chirac got attacked by a poodle. So
no.
We'll give you details on that coming up just after the top of the hour.
Okay.
Poodle.
Very vicious animal.
Did the poodle call him on the phone and pretend to be Jerry Lewis? Is it today?
Quarter to six, Ralph Showbiz Beat is...
Oh, my God, it's raining!
Settle down. You're going to be fine. Hey, Ralph Garman, your next wife is coming in the 7 o'clock hour this morning.
Yes!
Bean ruins it by putting his stink all over it, you know?
How am I putting
now,
my stink on it?
No, he didn't ruin it yet, did he?
No, just hearing him talking about it all morning and everything just takes the edge off
I was
bit.
Excited for you that she's
your next
coming
wife
in.
Is coming. It's like, you know, it's like your buddy would tease you in elementary school on the playground. Ooh, you love her.
When
you're
in second grade.
Yeah.
And you did, but you didn't want to say anything about
exactly,
it.
Exactly, right. You know, so cool. It just takes the edge off.
Yeah.
All right. I don't understand that distinction, but thank you. 5:53, Ralph's got the show to speak for Friday. What's going on?
You're welcome. Remember I told you yesterday about the Ask Men Most Desirable Women's List?
Yep.
Yep.
Where Eva Mendez ended up on top?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
The woman that men find most desirable not just in looks, but in desirability and ambition and talent and personality?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to thank my occasional entertainment news reporter, consultant Paul Hanlon, who sends me stories from time to time. And I missed this part of the list. And I did want to talk about it. The 99 most desirable women in the AskMen.com list. 55 on that list.
Mm-hmm.
Number 55.
55.
Oh. The 55th person on that list.
Mm-hmm.
Maria Menounos.
Yeah.
55th. So you're saying there's 54
yeah.
more desirable
wow.
women.
Leighton Meester of Gossip Girl was 54, just above Maria Menounos. So there's 54
on the bogus list, right?
54
yeah.
more desirable women than Maria Menounos.
Ralph brings that up because
just flying around
thinks she's the hottest girl on TV.
Yeah,
and won't even listen to reason or anything else.
Paul adds, as Lakeisha would say, "Shut up, Bean." So,
well, Ask Men could be wrong. I mean, we had other complaints with their list yesterday, if you recall, as we were going through it with some of the people that were
none on. Of them though 54 places.
Yeah,
really,
I mean, we're really worried about the bottom of the barrel.
They were dead wrong.
Desirability. Right?
She looks like a monster.
Oh, come on.
Thanks.
Kelly Osbourne has checked into rehab. Anyone have Kelly in the rehab pool?
Oh. She was doing so well.
Yeah. Oh. Apparently that was all a facade, Lisa.
It was probably why she was slapping
people. Smoke and mirrors. I think this has a lot to do with why she checked herself in.
Yeah.
Because she was just brought up on charges this week for that incident. So maybe she can show his honor that she's really serious about getting herself some help.
She means it.
A representative in London says Kelly Osbourne has voluntarily entered a medical facility to address some personal issues. Her family stands by and supports her, or at least they would if they could get sober enough to realize that she's gone in.
We were all impressed with how good she looked when she came in a couple of weeks ago.
She did,
well,
and she was pleasant.
You do a ton of blow, it'll take the weight right off, by the way.
Aww.
Yeah, you drop that weight with a lot of Yayo.
It's a good diet, right?
Look at the pounds just melt off. This is not the first time Kelly's been in rehab. 5 years ago, she also checked in for treatment. And there's just a coincidence that she was brought up on charges for slapping a gossip columnist last summer this week. Just a coincidence, I'm sure. There you go, Psycho Mike. You're the man. You fixed my cameras. God bless him. Sharon Stone was a bit of a diva when she was at the inauguration festivities in Washington, D.C. on Tuesday night.
I find that hard to believe.
I know you do. But according to the New York Post, she was supposed to do an interview with CNN, but backed out at the last minute when she found out that D.L. Hughley would be interviewing her.
Why? Mm. He's great.
Well, he is great, Lisa, but apparently Sharon only was interested in doing it with Larry King.
Softball Larry King?
She says he is the best interviewer that she knows.
So when she says something stupid, he won't call her on it.
You were great in Basic Instinct. Those kind of questions he was looking for, I'm sure. Speaking of the inauguration and Barack Obama, our new president, Macy Gray has announced that she would like Barack Obama to father her children.
All right, now.
No word yet from Michelle Obama on how she feels about Barack having sex with a stoner musician, but word is doesn't look good for Macy.
Oh, it's too bad.
Or Macy's, the store, actually.
Either?
They're having troubles, too.
Yeah, they closed 11 of them.
Yeah.
Terrible.
New York Post says we'll find out all about her obsession with the president on an episode of her upcoming cable show called Head Case.
That's going to be a must-watch.
That's a Macy Gray reality
Gray's
show?
Having her own show
called Crazy.
Head Case.
Yeah, she's totally crazy.
How appropriate. And if Britney Spears, Bruce Springsteen, or Pink never have another hit, now you know who to blame. The warden at a Minnesota prison. Apparently an inmate at the same said prison is suing the federal prison system for $50,000 a week while he's been inside. Because he claims that they are censoring his mail and the songs that he writes for such artists as Britney Spears, Bruce Springsteen, and Pink have not reached them.
Oh, yeah, so they stop him so they don't go out.
Exactly.
And then he doesn't get the income stream?
You know why? Right. You know why they've been keeping his songs from these major artists to make him a millionaire?
No way. Mm.
Because he's black and Muslim.
Oh, really?
Well, sure. Say no more.
Muhammad Akbar says to the Pioneer Press, I'm a damn good black songwriter who happens to be Muslim and an airplane hijacker serving a 50-year sentence.
You know, Bruce Springsteen is not known for accepting unsolicited songs through the mail that he then records.
Because
he
has not read the canon of work created by Muhammad Akbar.
Okay. He's pretty much write his own stuff.
He does. Yes, he does.
30 of my songs have been delayed, tampered, and opened, and I want to stop it immediately. So he's suing the federal prison system for $50,000 a week for the time that he's been inside.
Well, that's not a waste of time and money.
Yeah. More TV news. Apparently, it pays to follow American Idol on television.
Yeah.
The new Fox drama, Lie to Me, was a huge ratings grabber this week.
You tell the truth?
Oh, no, 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 no.
That is weak. Come on.
Tied with ABC's season premiere of Lost on Wednesday night.
Wow.
That's how well it did. Now, Lost was 26% down from its premiere a year ago, but the ratings were better than last season's finale, so it's doing pretty well. Interesting note, too, Lost is the most DVR'd program in America.
I can believe that.
Because you have to watch it over and over.
Yeah. Seven times.
Freeze frame it to look for ghosts in the background and stuff.
And it's 20 hours long. Who has that kind of time to watch it live?
Now, I thought this next fact was fascinating. It came out of Nielsen Ratings group. That only 35% of adults from 18 to 49 have some sort of DVR.
That's it?
35%. That's it. Most people don't have a DVR. They watch programming live.
Wow, it's like they're living in caves.
I find that stunning.
It is the shockingly best electronic thing you've ever gotten.
Absolutely.
I don't know how people live without it.
I don't either.
My God.
But only 35% of Americans have one. Isn't that odd?
No, really. We need to start a fund.
Hey, 65%. Get yourself one. You don't have to go without food, do it.
DVRs for the homeless?
Maybe those are some of the same people who are going to be sans TV when they do that digital switch coming up next month.
Oh, have you heard? It's not coming up next month.
What?
Yeah, I guess they postponed
didn't have enough time.
Congress is looking to postpone it to June.
Yeah. I think it's a good idea.
Why?
Because we haven't been told about it because they didn't run enough commercials to let people know.
They didn't give away enough of our tax money to people to help switch over?
Bean?
Oh, I don't want to eat up all your time on a deadly dull subject.
Oh, since when?
What?
Since when?
That's your role on the show.
That's all you do.
You made the statement, Miz.
Well,
tell
I'm just saying, 20 years later, Bean makes that decision when he's on the radio. He's not going to take up all our time with deadly dull information.
You owe us $50,000 a week for every week you waste our time.
Akbar.
They basically are having trouble fulfilling the need for the amount of converters and the coupons for the converters for people who can't afford the converters. And the government's making billions and billions and billions of dollars off of this switchover, yet they're going to ask the poorest people who can't afford it to pay for the converters if they do it now, if they do it in February, or go without television. So it's best just to postpone it to give those people the opportunity to get in on it.
I didn't know the government was going to make billions off of
it. Oh, yeah, because they're selling off all those frequencies to businesses.
Oh.
All those frequencies that had been used on the analog dial for television.
Good news is another 6 months of, hey, you better get your converter box or you won't be able to watch television pretty soon now.
Pretty much the same people 6 months from now are not going to have it.
Exactly.
Yeah, you could be right.
I say F them. F them if they don't have a DVR and cable by now. Omar. Today's celebrity birthday is Richard Dean Anderson. You know him as MacGyver. He's MacGyver. 59 years old.
Never saw that
today.
Show.
Never saw an Never! Episode of MacGyver?
Me neither.
He's the guy who...
we expect freaky things from you, but Kevin's a human being.
I never saw that.
I've heard it was good.
I've seen it.
I don't know what to tell you. I've never seen it.
I saw him make like an incendiary device out of a sock and a
no, but that's always
can
been the
of
joke.
Axe body spray and
was
a shoelace.
That's always been the joke.
Yeah,
so.
The '80s was MacGyver's era. Mm. You know, made an ass full of money off MacGyver.
You've
not many people
all
know
the
this.
MacGyver jokes.
No, I get the joke. What?
You know who made an ass full of money off MacGyver?
Who?
Most people don't know this.
Right.
The producer of MacGyver, Henry Winkler.
Really?
Wow.
Made more money off MacGyver than he ever did off of Happy Days.
Really?
How do you like him now?
He's a smart guy.
He sure is.
They still do a terribly unfunny MacGyver parody every once in a while on Saturday Night Live, two or three times a season.
That Magruder thing.
Ugh. It's just painful. It lasts 20 minutes, and it's not funny. So
I don't watch it, Bean. That's what I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my choice.
One cure. Anita Baker, the singer, turns 51 today. Mariska Hargitay is 45. I hope her lung is better. Tiffany, well, I do.
I
like
too.
Her. I think
it
she's a good actress.
Funny.
She had
her
a collapse.
Lung collapsed
she had a
twice?
Collapsed lung, yeah.
Yeah.
It was honked up. Tiffany Thiessen from Beverly Hills 90210, but more importantly, from Fastlane.
Oh, yeah.
She was the leader of the Fastlane gang.
What was her nickname?
Right. Clonk.
Clonk.
Yes, Clonk. She was 35. And Nick Harmer of Death Cab for Cutie turns 34 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business.
Why do you hate so much, Kevin?
Poodles?
Where's the rage coming from? In this case, it happens to be poodles. What's your problem with poodles? Lisa and I have both owned poodles, and they were great dogs, yet you insist that they're crappy dogs. You've never owned one.
Poodles below.
But why? They're
based
very affectionate. They're very sweet. They're a lot of fun. They're energetic. What's wrong with a
ugly,
poodle?
Ugly, small, yappy. That's what's wrong.
Well, first of all, you can get the tiniest poodle all the way up to poodles that are as big as a golden retriever. I mean, there's lots of different kinds of poodles to get.
There, I do have one poodle that I respect, and that is the poodle that bit former French President Jacques Chirac. Apparently, he was mauled. This is the guy that was the president of France when we were talking about going to war in Iraq and was fighting President Bush and all that stuff.
For a long time, yeah.
He's no longer president, but he got mauled, it says in the story, by his poodle, his own.
It's funny. No one could get to him because of the security, but the poodle snuck right in there and took him down.
Poodle took him down. They have a white Maltese poodle who's named Sumo.
It's a Maltipoo.
Hey.
Is that what they call it?
Uh-huh. And I'm a Maltipoo.
Okay. All right.
They're Mike so rented Maltipoo once. It was awful. Just awful movie.
Apparently, Sumo is also receiving treatment for depression.
Aww.
He's a depressed poodle. So right, they're giving him antidepressants. And he mauled the former president of France, and the former president of France had to go to the hospital.
What a weenie.
What a weenie.
Yeah, that's true. That is kind of a weenie move. Well, we asked producer Alex to line somebody up at Jacques Chirac's home in France, and I believe we've got him on the phone right now. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, we're looking.
Yes.
Is this the home of President Jacques Chirac?
Oui. This is the home of Jacques Chirac.
Kevin and Bean, radio show in Los Angeles. We are looking for the former president, please.
I'm sorry, he is not available. Can I help you myself, perhaps?
Well, we're just reading a story from Fox News that the former president was mauled, it says in the story, by his white Maltese poodle, Sumo.
Yes, I'm afraid that was my fault.
What did you
do? It's your fault. Did you let the dog out where you shouldn't have?
No, I want to know who let the dog out.
Yes.
Oh, no, I am Sumo.
Oh, you're the poodle?
Oui. I am Sumo, the poodle of former President Jacques Chirac.
Okay, so you're the one that mauled him?
Hello? That's right.
What are you doing?
I'm
Sumo,
having
what are you doing?
Cigarette. You Americans, we are anti-smoking.
Yeah, everyone here is anti-smoking.
Well, we need to have a smoke sometimes here in France.
The dogs smoke?
Oui.
Huh. Wow.
It's so weird that they found room in this article to mention that you're receiving antidepressants, but they don't anywhere mention that you can speak and speak English.
Well, that's the French press for you.
Oh,
sometimes
yeah.
They missed the bigger story.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So what happened? Why would you turn on your owner?
I was especially depressed that day.
Why?
It's hard to be a poodle in France.
Because being a poodle sucks?
Yes.
Yeah.
First of all, I am a horrible species.
What? Yes, I agree.
Poodles below.
I agree. I heard that somewhere.
Fantastic.
And second of all, I live in France.
Yeah, that's bad.
Do you have any idea what it's like to live in France when your sense of smell is so highly developed?
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
I can smell over 200 separate scents with my doggy nose.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And the French people are not big proponents of bathing.
Correct, yes.
Oh, I see, yeah.
They smell like a pair of underwear that has been worn for weeks at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
to the gym.
Right, I think we got it.
And then left in a locker.
I think we got it.
No, we understand. They smell it, yeah.
To wrap some fromage.
Okay, all right.
Or as cheese, as you would say.
Yes.
Cheese, right, yeah.
Now, was it the former French president, the guy who took care of you, though? I mean, why would you turn on him?
His wife is a more caretaker for me.
I see, okay.
She feed me.
Mm-hmm.
She bathe me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She will get out a jar of peanut butter on occasion.
Come on.
Oh, I don't want to hear. No, we don't want to hear about that.
She and I will share intimate moments.
No.
It's ridiculous.
Menage a dog.
Nope.
That's crazy.
Nope.
But I do not care for President Jacques Chirac.
Oh, you don't like him?
I don't like him.
He is an embarrassment to the office of president and the country of France itself.
Wow. Why is he an embarrassment? What did he do that you don't like?
One time, he took a phone call from Jerry Lewis.
Right.
And it turned out it was not even him at all.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
And he was basically prank called by some a-holes in your country.
Well, doesn't it seem like everybody gets crank called at one point in their lives?
But that was just stupid.
It was stupid.
For him to take that call.
How long did he talk to that guy?
Several minutes.
Okay.
Don't get me wrong, the impression was impeccable.
Was it?
It was. So that was the best part.
The man who was doing Jerry Lewis is some sort of comedic genius.
Right.
But still, it was an embarrassment for me as the first dog.
Okay, now. Wow. Why did you bite him now over that, though?
Revenge is a dish best served cold.
I have heard that, yes.
I found.
All right.
And in dog years, it was many years for me.
I see.
Now that I'm getting up in age, and I realize it may be my last chance to bite him in the testicles.
That's where you bit him?
Oh, oui.
Because it doesn't say in the story, it just says mauled.
Of course not. They would not mention the best part.
Oh.
I bit him right in the baguette.
Oh.
Right by his Eiffel Tower.
Right, I think we get it.
Right by, I'm saying his penis and testicles, basically.
Right, we understand. Yeah. We got that.
Well, congratulations. Good job with that, Sumo.
Well, thank you. And please, to all my friends in America, thank you for bathing.
It's not a problem.
We do the best we can to respond to you when you email us. Not really, but we don't really do. When you make the effort to email, we do read all of your emails, and we do very much appreciate it. And from time to time, we take a minute out on the show to read some of the ones that we find interesting, and we hope you will, too.
This comes from K-Rock listener Reed. Do you remember when Ryan Seacrest tried to give a blind guy a high five? That was funny.
Yes, it was. Yes, I do. That has to go in the running for one of the greatest moments of 2009 on television so far.
Yes, it does.
Don't you think? Dear Kevin and Bean, I was listening to some of your podcasts at work the other day. And by the way, that's a good opportunity for me to mention, if you ever miss the show, that there's an option that is always available to you. You can download it through iTunes or krock.com and listen to the podcast at your convenience. I heard you mention in the latest installment of Thanks for That Info, Bean, the birthplace of the corndog t-shirt that you had recently bought. Now, while I agree with the rest of your crew about the uselessness of some of the things you talk about on the air, I actually found myself wanting to get a birthplace of the corndog t-shirt. So I did a Google search. Sorry, Mr. Gore. And I only found one shirt on cafepress.com in the Enjoy Illinois website portion. Is this the shirt you speak of, or is there a different one out there I should be looking for? I must have a birthplace of the corndog t-shirt. Thanks, Dante. Dante, by the way, adds that there are quite a few corndog t-shirts on cafepress.com. Who knew they were so popular? But the one that he referred to in the store of Enjoy Illinois is where you get the birthplace of the corndog t-shirt that I got. It's great. It's fantastic.
I would like to suggest that that topic would have been one best handled privately.
I agree.
There are other listeners out there who may have missed that original conversation.
Sure.
And now they're rushing to the internet to get their t-shirts out.
There's a huge celebrity sighting. Laura, K-Rock listener Laura, saw Dave Grohl at Medieval Times.
Oh, no, really?
I saw Dave Grohl at Medieval Times in Buena Park on Saturday night. He was having his birthday party with a couple of hundred people. I saw Jack Black, Juliette Lewis.
Wow.
And a bunch of other band-type people seated in his section during the show. He cheered for the Blue Knight, and the Blue Knight won. I think
How about that?
But it looked like he and his friends were having a good time. The show was a blast, but seeing Dave Grohl was the best.
That's the only way you could get me to go there, is if it was Dave Grohl's birthday.
Grohl. Yeah.
It does so totally sound like the type of thing he would do, though, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Times. All right, so that's let me do one more celebrity sighting. That's a good celebrity sighting. Uh-huh. This is a bad celebrity sighting.
Okay.
What the hell is douchebag Dave doing at the Pennywise concert? Is he turning away from his emu waves? Ways? He's talking about, of course, the King of Mexico. I didn't see him texting, but he was wearing some gay hoodie. In the future, please do not let Dave, the queen of all that is Mexican, go to any more Pennywise show. All he does is gay up the room and make all the non-emus really uncomfortable. Matt, we'll take care of that for you, Matt. Thank you.
I love Pennywise. I don't know what you're talking about. Hey, here's this is interesting. Ralph, a few days ago, was talking about the Razzie nominations.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
This is the anti-Oscar. This is the nominations that a group puts out every year of the worst performances and worst films of the past year. And one of the ones that got several nods, including for its star Paris Hilton, is Repo, the Genetic Opera. And if I recall correctly, the way Ralph explained the movie to us, it's something about organ transplants, and then you fall behind on your payments or something, and then they come and they repo your organs, right?
Yeah, it's like you put it on a payment plan, and then they come take it back if you don't pay.
Well, I had not seen this movie yet, and if you haven't either, this is great news from Zach, who writes to us, who says, if you've not seen Raztastic yet, you can catch it this weekend. It's going to be screening in Los Angeles for all of its crazy fans. Whether you end up loving it or hating it, you have to hand it to them that it's something really original, and apparently it is going to be playing this weekend at the Royal Theater on Santa Monica Boulevard in Los Angeles. So you do have an opportunity if you want to go see it, like there's a screening tomorrow night, for instance. If you want to see it in person, this is a great great chance for you to do it.
People who remember stuff annoy me, and here's why. So you all made fun of my man Bean Baxter when he suggested that all of you go check out Slumdog Millionaire. Nothing short of an on-air apology will do. And Bean, any mundane BS that you want to blurt out today is welcome on the K-Rock Airways.
Thank you very much. I did get roundly mocked for suggesting that I heard that movie was great when it first came out.
I don't think it
you
was
did
the
more than that.
Yeah, that was the problem.
You did way more.
You kept going and kept going and kept going.
And now it's been nominated for 10 Oscars, including Best Picture. I mean, clearly I wasn't wrong, right? It wouldn't just kill you to say just this once it did pan out for me.
Just this once. But the success rate is pretty low.
That's a good
Look,
point.
And let's be honest.
Doesn't matter if you're batting, you know, .90 if the one hit that you get in the series wins the World Series for you. That's all I'm saying.
Wow. All right.
And finally, here's two emails on the same topic, which is kids and their dumb names. First of all, I want to applaud Dan for writing in. And this is, I think, a trend that needs to continue in 2009. He is thinking of having a child. In fact, his wife is pregnant. They're thinking of naming their son Clark. And he writes in to ask us if Clark is okay. Dear Kevin and me, Clark for my boy name. Okay? Please let me know, yes or no.
Clark.
Best regards.
I think he'd have to be a stud.
I got no problem with Clark, though. That's a fine name. I'm giving him our blessing. Clark is fine.
All right.
Bean, I know today's show is over. This email on the same topic says, but I can't help telling you about the worst names I ever saw when I lived in Montana. My neighbor's family's last name was Seed. The parents had normal names, David and Linda, but here's what they named their kids. Remember, their last name is Seed. Huckleberry, Caraway, Cotton, and Leaf. Those were the kids' names. Have
Are
a great day,
serious?
Pat.
Oh,
yeah. Somebody's name was Caraway Seed. That was their
wow.
That happened.
That's stretching a bit for a unique name. Hey, gang, I know that you guys usually have interns doing breakfast runs, but I'm thinking today the intern should be given a break and Ralph should have to go on a breakfast run. Right around the 7 o'clock hour. I doubt there's anything going on he would want to be around for anyway. Jared. That's nice of you, Jared, to think about our interns like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Give them a break for once in a while.
That's a great tip. Thank you for 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and you're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 5 minutes till 7 o'clock.
Ralph Garman joins us for a Friday morning with another look at the showbiz beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Before I get to the showbiz news, can I hit a few corrections? Just a few corrections here on the Kevin Bean Show so far.
Sure.
Last night's Supernatural, Chris Angel is a douchebag.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't a rerun. It's a brand new episode.
Oh, it was.
Okay. A lot of people complaining about that.
All right.
I think it was a rerun.
Okay. Don't care.
And also, a lot of people are confused as to why Kevin thinks Dave is a large flightless bird from Australia.
Dude, I was just reading an email.
Yeah, I understand that. But there has to be some sort of adjustment when you're reading an email.
Yeah.
And the guy's obviously talking about a Pennywise concert and referring to Dave as an emo.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what Kevin read.
What the hell is douchebag Dave doing at the Pennywise concert? Is he turning away from his emu waves? Ways? He's talking about, of course, the King of Mexico. All he does is gay up the room and make all the non-emus really uncomfortable. That's true, by the way.
All the people who aren't large, flightless Australian fowl, he makes them uncomfortable.
Why is Dave an emu, Kevin?
So Bean brought that up right after we went into commercials. He's like, emu? And Mike said, I got to take Kevin's back here. The guy wrote EMU, and I said, look.
You're right. The guy wrote that. But doesn't mean you have to, first of all, when you're reading
point.
It, correct yourself.
That
or
was my point.
Go back for the second taste from the apple. Just go right back to the well there and repeat emu.
I argued with Mike. I said, no, that's ridiculous. I should have come up with emu.
Yeah, so just a few corrections our listeners had noticed, and I wanted to get that thing straight.
Thanks, everyone, for noticing and writing.
Ralph, you must sit in the other room every day just seething at how bad this program is.
I've passed seething years ago. Now I just, I whimper. I cry a little bit. I kind of hang
quietly
my head in
cry.
Shame. Yeah. I just sob silently.
You're in the acceptance phase more than you are
exactly.
the denial, really?
Right. Yeah, now I'm through bargaining. And now I'm just, I've moved on to acceptance. Kelly Osbourne is checking into rehab. People magazine has a statement from her representative in London saying Kelly Osbourne has voluntarily entered a medical facility to address some personal issues. Hmm. Her family stands by her and supports her. And surely knows how much fun taking drugs can be.
Did they say that?
No, they didn't add that part, but they can. I think as a family, they can certainly relate.
It's got to be rough to have all your kids go to rehab.
Multiple times.
Yeah.
I wonder where they could have gotten that influence from, those Osbourne
kids.
Well,
clearly with their school friends.
Obviously, peer pressure,
yes.
Lisa. That's what it was.
That's what happened.
Probably rock music.
So Kelly has some personal issues. He has a personal relationship with OxyContin or something. That's what he's got personal issues with. 5 years ago.
Allegedly.
She did the same thing. She also checked herself into a treatment facility. However, some people are questioning the timing of her rehab stint since she just got slapped with some assault charges for slapping a gossip columnist last summer. So this may be an attempt to
kind of work out of that.
Yeah, rectify her image in front of the courts.
Sure.
We'll have to wait and see. Are you familiar with Britney Spears' new single?
Yes.
Well, you probably haven't been hearing it much on the radio.
No.
Because the lyrics... how do I do this? Our own company has told me not to say the title of the song.
They're threatening to fine us if we say the title of her song.
The entitled title of the song.
Although
which,
they are just regular words.
Which are regular words, but also are, what would it be, a homonym, I guess? It sounds like the initials,
quickly,
the initials of something that would spell out a curse word.
Say
maybe
it slowly.
You can jumble the words.
Say it really slowly, and then
well, apparently we
like
can
read it backwards, maybe.
We can refer to it as Seek Amy.
Seek Amy.
Seek Amy are the last two words of the title.
Okay.
Well, everyone in this current age of
fear.
Political correctness and fear. Apparently, we've all become a country of babies, and we can no longer listen to anything, even implied, without panicking.
Mm-hmm. Our company, baby number one.
People aren't playing the song. So Jive Records has announced they're going to have Britney go back in and re-sing the song. So change the chorus to See Amy.
Okay.
Taking the K off of it. You will see Amy instead of seek Amy. And that apparently will make everything all right. And God will be in his high heaven and all things will be good.
This is retarded.
I don't know what happened.
I don't
to
either.
America where we can't deal with anything. We can't hear anything or see anything without just foaming at the mouth and falling over backwards.
There's always been people who complain, but for the most part, society says, okay, you go away now. But for some reason lately, they are afraid to do that to anyone who complains.
And it's been a long-standing sort of history of pop and rock music, especially, that they have sort of innuendos or sly sort of, you know, humorous takes on words or words that sound like other words as sort of, in lyrics as a way to sort of convey something. And those days are apparently gone. Yeah.
So we can no longer say Mike with the last name. Hunt, please come to the phone.
Exactly.
That's correct.
Yes.
Okay.
You can say
what
my.
What are the Simpsons going to do?
Yeah, really.
Say my Hunt. You can say that.
Can't even talk about IP freely anymore.
Nope.
Yeah.
Can't do that.
No.
All the greats are gone.
All the greats are gone. They've all passed
on. Truly sad.
Speaking of greats, one of the great all-time NFL wide receivers, Michael Irvin, will be hosting a new reality show on Spike TV.
This is a mess.
This is just another in the long line of examples of what a freaking sideshow circus the Dallas Cowboys have become. This reality show will feature six potential wide receivers and six potential defensive backs. These are guys off the street who think they can play football.
Okay.
They will compete together on this reality show, And the winner of the series will get invited to Dallas Cowboys training camp to try out for the Cowboys.
Which they can then send home the first day?
Of course.
If they want.
Of course, yeah. Yes. But still, the fact that Dallas would allow themselves to be associated with this farce of a reality show shows me there's some problems there.
I like that Michael Irvin is hosting it, though. That's going to be great.
Wait to hear who one of the judges is.
Okay.
Cowboys owner Jerry Jones will be one of the judges on the show.
Really?
It just doesn't seem like you're taking recruitment seriously if you're giving it away on a TV show.
A little less worrying about TV shows, a little less maybe winning a playoff game, I think, would serve the Dallas Cowboys well.
I like the trend. I'm fine with them not winning and putting on TV shows.
If you've got a kid in high school now, that child was in kindergarten the last time the Dallas Cowboys won a playoff game.
Isn't that interesting? And people still treat them like they're the best team in the world.
Isn't that good, Mike?
Yes.
Yeah.
A little focus, I think, over there.
Perhaps.
In Irving, Texas.
What team in Philadelphia wouldn't have a game show like this, Ralph?
The Soul, I guess. The Arena Football League.
That's right. They would never do that. Yeah.
And insiders are saying now that Dakota Fanning will be one of the new vampires in the upcoming Twilight sequel, New Moon. Well, she's pale. She's got that going for her. That's a vampire trait.
I saw Dakota Fanning in an upcoming a movie trailer for an upcoming film that's out this spring. And she has grown up. She's actually now looks like a teenager.
Yeah. Not hot,
so
though,
weird.
Is she hot?
She's pretty attractive.
She's going to be. Yeah. She's going to be hot when she's a day after 18. Yeah. But right now, she's just a good-looking teenager.
The rumor has that she will play a vampire elder named Jane.
Jane is evil.
That's a scary name.
She's really bad,
Oh,
though.
No. Don't let anyone named Jane get near me. Apparently, she is one of an ancient coven of Italian vampires who passes judgment on the forbidden love between Kristen Stewart's human character and Robert Pattinson's vampire, Edward.
Yes.
Wow, do I just not care what I just said. I couldn't care less about... This is the only time words have ever come out of my mouth where I have no interest in what I'm saying at all.
Their whole job is to make sure humans never find out about vampires.
Oh, Lisa, I wish I could hear you right now, but it's all just pops and buzzers coming through my headphones. I just can't make out a thing.
Have you read
saying.
All those books, Lisa?
Uh-huh. Oh. Yeah. They're very good.
That's a surprise.
Is she a good... is that a good casting choice for that
I
role?
I think so. I think absolutely. She's so bad.
Wow.
Can't tell you how bad she is.
Does Jane ever tell us why certain hockey players get to be professionals and why others don't?
No, Jane does not do
is that.
Is that
a different book you read?
Yeah.
Today's celebrity...
so bored.
Yeah. Celebrity birthdays. Nick Harmer, Private Eye.
Nick Harmer.
of Death Cab for Cutie is 34 years old today. Now, a guy named Nick Harmer, that's a guy you want to stay away from. Harm is in his name.
That's true.
He will hurt you.
Good point.
Tiffany Thiessen from Beverly Hills 90210, and of course, the legendary TV series Fastlane. Is 35 years old today. Mariska Hargitay.
Ah!
Law and Order Special Victims Unit. And recent... Oh, I won't make fun of her collapse long. It's not right. She's 45
You could make fun of her
today.
For being in The Love Guru, though.
Oh, that's true. I could. Anita Baker's 51. And Richard Dean Anderson. He's MacGyver. He's 59. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz...
It's not that I'm afraid of animated movies. They just give me the heebie-jeebies. That's all I'm saying. Is I just...
What is
I know
wrong
that,
with you?
I know. Look, my wife went to see WALL-E in the theater twice, and she said, you'll love this movie. I promise you'll love this movie. It's coming out on DVD, and now it is. You got to see the... I'm like, ugh. You know?
Yeah, she but must. I don't buy that because you watch Family Guy. So, to
I do.
Me...
Yeah, there's something about animated movies, though, that wigs me out.
The difference is that between a TV and a movie, that's the difference for you. How so the format.
It's a cartoon on a bigger screen?
I can't explain it, guys.
But you could watch it at home on your TV. It'd be just like watching Family Guy.
There's lots of things that people are afraid of that there's no rational or reasonable explanation of. And it just
But what
it,
you're
it
saying
happens.
Doesn't make any sense.
If I was I his wife, I would punch him.
Right.
That would make me insane.
Punch him right in the face, right? Sometimes that's all that works.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a bunch of stories, and then we're going to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Stuff that you're afraid of that other people seem to not have a problem with. One of them, I believe, is Kate Beckinsale, who has never driven.
Wow.
Yeah. She was afraid to drive originally, and I guess she...
Never learned.
Got around, however, never learned how to drive, still doesn't.
I have a friend just like that who is 30 or something and has never driven and has never wanted to because she is afraid of it. It's not like she had a bad experience. It's not like she was in a car wreck as a kid and it scarred her or anything like that. She just will not drive.
Does she live in New York or someplace where you don't have to drive?
No, she lives in Seattle. Takes a bus. Takes a bus to work every day. Afraid to drive.
I guess at least with driving, though, you can understand. I mean, I think yeah, it's irrational, but you can understand that there is some actual danger in driving. But you're, yeah, I mean, you can just as easily get hit by a car as a pedestrian, too, or on a bus. You can be in an accident. I mean, you're not still not avoiding the dangers of the road by not being the one behind the wheel.
But what is it that makes everyone else able to, on this planet, pretty much, overcome that fear? I mean, everybody's kind of afraid at first when you start driving. But then you just get over it and you move on. I think because you want to drive so bad because it yes. represents independence and you can go places where your parents don't know where you are.
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of reasons to figure out a way to drive.
Right. Dave, King of Mexico, afraid of emus.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah.
I've heard he
doesn't
is
want
one.
To go anywhere where there are emus.
I've heard he is one.
It's weird.
It seems like you look around, though, and everyone else is not having a problem with it at all, and somehow you're petrified of it. I know people who are afraid to swim.
Oh, yeah.
Even in a swimming pool.
Yeah.
That's right.
Even in a swimming pool that's not deep enough that they can't
could
stand
drown.
Up.
Yeah, they can see the water yeah. and they can see the ground, but they're still afraid to get in the water for some reason. And it's not because, you know, it's the ocean and there could be something they can't see. That's where we did a story a couple of weeks ago about Mickey Rourke talking about all the pain he
that was
in making the wrestler and wouldn't go to the doctor because he's afraid of doctors.
Afraid of a doctor.
To go see a doctor. Good, that's a good example of something that is obviously irrational, but he got it in his head somehow that it was maybe it's really a fear of bad news. If you go to the doctor, you're afraid they'll tell you that you're sicker than you think or something like that, or you're afraid of
look at him.
Shots.
He's got a lot of bad news coming at some point in his life. He is not aged well.
So we want to find out what it is that you're afraid of that other people don't get. Other people are not afraid of it. It's something that's pretty common, but for whatever reason, you can't handle it. That's what we want to talk to you about at 1-800-520-1067. And I'll give you a perfect example. Lindsay in Ventura on line 5 is calling. And again, I've never heard of this before. Hi, Lindsay. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hi, guys. Hi, Lisa.
Hello,
how are
Lindsay.
You?
Good.
What are you afraid of that everybody else seems to accept?
I am deathly afraid of styrofoam.
Styrofoam?
Are you serious?
I know it's so weird, but the way that it feels, the way that it, that squeaky noise that it makes, it's almost like when, you know, when you hit your elbow really hard and your whole body tingles and you want
yeah.
to bark?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how styrofoam makes me feel.
Is it it's a texture issue?
Yeah, and just the way that it looks and the way that it sounds, it just totally creeps me out.
So those little white styrofoam cups, you can't do?
No, no way.
You do not do the doggy bags.
No. I hate any type of styrofoam. I totally boycott.
Wow.
Is it, I've never really paid attention to styrofoam. Is it difficult to avoid it or is it pretty easy?
You know, it kind of is difficult. There's a lot of things that are made out of styrofoam that you wouldn't necessarily think of.
Haven't you ever thought, though, hey, everyone else seems to be getting along with this. Maybe I should just figure out a way to get over it.
I have tried.
Yeah.
I really have, but I just can't handle it. It just makes me want to throw up. I can't explain it.
All right.
All right, Lindsay, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Marissa in Corona on line 7 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Marissa, thanks for joining us. What is it you're afraid of?
I'm afraid of claymation.
Claymation?
Well, Mr. Bill could come and kill you in your sleep.
No, it's like, you know, the Santa Claus, you know, during Christmas with the reindeers and everything.
Rudolph, yeah.
Gumby, it just freaks me out. I can't watch them.
What? It scares you?
No, they don't. It's like the animation thing. It's not that I'm afraid that they're going to hurt me. I just can't watch them.
It's like the heebie-jeebies?
Yes, the heebie-jeebies.
That's what I'm talking about. I get the heebie-jeebies and the creepy crawlies when I watch animated stuff. I know exactly what you're talking about.
See? I just can't handle it.
You guys are freaks.
Yeah, stop it.
We can't handle the tunes. Hey!
Wow, that hurt. All right, let's take one more quick one, and then we will take a quick break and come back and take some more calls. Andy is calling from West Covina. Good morning, Andy.
Hey, guys. Hey, Lisa May.
Hi, Andy.
What is it that you can't stand?
I am so, like, disgusted and freaked out by wet cardboard. I hate, I want to throw up when, like, I come across it, or, like, my friends make fun of me, and, like, they'll throw it on me, and I freak out. You know on Jackass when, like, they freak out when you rake, like, they spray them with the mustard?
Sure.
Same thing. I was like,
Well, if I was your friend, I would do nothing but throw wet cardboard in your way. Why do you?
It just freaks me out.
Why do you think?
I think of dead bodies, like gooey dead bodies. Like when you touch it, it just the texture of it, and it's all it stinks too. Like after you leave it out for a while, it starts to smell.
How many dead bodies have you touched?
I don't go around touching dead bodies, but
then how do you know it? That's what it feels like.
I don't know. It's.
Huh. Do you, Andy, do you know where this started? Did you have some sort of unfortunate wet cardboard incident as a child?
I don't think it started with that. Like, I used to work construction, and it just, like, that's when it happened was, like, I started, like, touching it, and, oh, like, someone threw it on me one time, and I freaked out. And
I wouldn't get any work done. I would spend my entire life torturing you with wet cardboard.
That's the best. That's why I sound like a weenie and everything.
No!
No! No, you sound very manly.
I'm afraid of wet cardboard.
All right, Andy. Have a great wet cardboard-free day then, I guess.
Thank you for the call. We'll take some more. 1-800-520-1067. These are bizarre.
Got some good ones coming up.
Here, Kevin and Bean, Dan writes, you damn well better take pictures of the Carl's Jr. girl tomorrow. I'm really going to start questioning what team you bat for if you don't. Taking care of it.
Taking pictures and video when the beautiful Tamara Brown joins us in just a few minutes here on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. First, though, we'll squeeze in a few more phone calls. We're talking about things that you're afraid of that other people don't seem to have any trouble with. And it's really unbelievable, the stuff that people are calling in. Jennifer from Long Beach is on line 5 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Jennifer, I think you're making this up. I think you're pulling our leg. You're having a laugh.
No, it's weird. And you can pull any of my friends.
Okay.
Oversized font on freeway signs. Especially when they're right next to each other, like one side is way too big, and then the other one is just regular freeway font. I get physical chills, and if I'm stuck in traffic under it, I get really anxious. I can't look at it, which is terribly dangerous.
But wow. But if it's all the same font size, no problem?
No. Even if it's oversized, it still creeps me out. Like, specifically, if you're driving northbound on the Harbor Freeway right below Staples Center, there's like that big sign that says Hollywood,
right.
And it's way too big, way too big. It creeps me out. I can't look at it. I can't even think about it.
And it's the font that bugs you out, not the size of the sign, right?
Exactly. It's the font.
The font.
I understand that they're doing that because the sign is so big, it stretches across an entire street. I don't care. I can't handle it.
So the letters are too big for the sign, and that drives you out of your mind.
It's just they're not supposed to be that big. It creeps me out like someone's like staring at me through those giant Hollywood O's.
Wow. We could spend a day with you.
Jennifer, let me ask you this. What about on your home computer when sometimes people will, for exaggeration or effect, they'll send you something in like 16-point font when you're used to seeing 10 or 11-point font? What does that do to you?
She collapses into a coma.
You know, I'm kind of used to it now because my mom's kind of blind, so she does that anyway.
Okay, so but it's only freeway signs.
It's only freeway signs.
All right, that's a special kind of effed up.
That is.
I love
you. Good luck with that. Thank you very much. How terrifying for her just to drive around and not know when she's going to run into the next big sign.
But but you know what? She probably avoids freeways where it drives her crazy, like that sign under Staples Center. She probably takes another freeway or something.
By the way, we don't have much time. We did lose our caller who's afraid of light bulbs. Please try to call back, and we'll clear some of these lines to make sure you can get through. But we definitely want to talk to you. Let's try Diana in Upland real quick on line 6 on the Kevin Bean Show. Things that you're afraid of that other people don't have any trouble with. Diana, what's yours?
I'm actually afraid of birds.
Afraid of birds? All birds?
Terrified. All birds. Any bird.
There's a lot of birds out there.
I know, and I run away from them, and I cry about it. It's scary. They're ugly. They're just... I don't like them.
Have you been? Have you had an unfortunate run-in with the remains of one of them, or they drop something on you, or what?
No, I see them and they creep me out. They fly and they have weird feet.
Wait a minute, birds
and
fly?
And they peck your eyes out too.
And they have weird feet, Kevin.
Did you see a movie that made you scared when you were a kid, or you can't trace this to anything?
No, I just don't like them.
Wow.
You can't go to the beach or, I mean, what kinds of things do you not do because of this?
Well, I just stay away from them. Okay, so at school, like yesterday, I was going to the office because I'm a teacher aide and I had to go get her mailbox.
Right.
And then I just walk out of the building and there's like a lot of birds.
So do you dive?
Scandalous.
Do you dive for the pavement?
I ran back inside class, and I was, like, about to start crying because there's just too many.
Yeah, well, there are a lot more birds than there are people in this world, you know.
I know.
Wow, sucks to be you.
I'm so scared. Like, I chills, and I don't know, it makes me cry.
You need to go to someone because you cannot live your whole life this way.
That's awesome. Diana's going to be that woman that never leaves her house.
Yes. Yep.
Hey, Diana, I'm sure you get asked this all the time, but I have to. Have you ever seen the movie The Birds?
No, and I'm not planning to.
No, it's a comedy. I think you'd love it. It's a comedy. It has a very happy ending.
Yeah,
I think you
would get over it if you watched that, because they're so lovable.
No, I don't think so.
All right, thank you for the call. Let's try one more, because Gina is calling from Los Angeles. Good morning, Gina.
Good morning. I'm kind of creeped out by a couple of Sesame Street characters, which would be Snuffleupagus and Big Bird.
Well, that's at least a little more avoidable than birds.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
So Big Bird, you see Big Bird on TV and you freak?
Yeah, I don't like him, his body, like the shape and all the feathers that he has, and then his legs, like...
You don't like that?
God, no, I don't like him, and Snuffleupagus just creeps me out even more.
I don't know what to say to that.
But good times.
Good looking out.
At least she's only afraid of the one bird, as opposed to the other caller's afraid of all the birds. But our listeners are so honked up.
Yeah.
Aren't they awesome?
We don't have time for baby's umbilical cord. We don't have time for elevators and escalators.
Oh,
we don't have time for snails. We don't have time for emails. People are afraid of email. Listen, our people are effed up. And I think that's why they like us, and that's why we like them.
Hey.
Wow. You look really nice.
Thanks. Aren't you getting ready?
What do you mean?
I thought you said we were going out for a steak dinner.
We are.
She's here. All right, she's here.
How's he going to play her like that? How's he going to do that to Tamara like that?
How is a guy ever going to play any video game ever when this is his girlfriend? Why is he bothering doing anything else but just attending to her needs?
You might look too closely at this girl's junior
commercial. This is retarded. That guy is retarded. He's playing video games and she's in the room.
He's a fan.
All right, listen.
Come on with that.
The minute Tamara walks into the room, all things stop.
So
you turn off the television, you turn off your video games, and you just say, "What do you need? What do you want, sweetie?"
So Tamara's
listen
in the
to him, fellas.
That's right.
She's in the Carl's Jr. commercial. And Ralph came in, I don't know, a week ago?
A couple weeks ago, I guess.
Who's the girl in the blue dress in the Carl's Jr. commercial?
I can't stop thinking about her.
Yeah, I think you compared me to, what, the sun?
The sun, yes. I said, looking at you is like looking at the sun.
So
you look too long, you just will go blind.
Oh, that's right. You said you had to look through a little pinhole.
I said, your beauty is so intense, you have to look at you through like a little pinhole camera, like you look at an eclipse.
Now, is that just on screen or right now?
It's worse in person. I'm stammering like a schoolboy.
Because she's in 3D in person. Now, Tamara, I have to know, how did you hear about it
when Ralph
started talking about it on the radio?
I'm
just in your headphones. I'm just listening to me in your headphones.
Yeah.
How did you hear about this?
Us talking about you.
Oh, some people. Actually, Charlie, the guy in the commercial, called me first because he is a freak.
The gay guy, right?
Oh. He is not gay.
Oh, he's so gay.
The guy that we said couldn't possibly land you in any real life.
Right.
Situation. He wrote us an email. Hey guys, my name is Charlie. I'm the guy in the Carl's Jr. spot with Tamara.
And I didn't even know there was a guy in the commercial. I saw it for 8 times. I saw it. I didn't even know there was a guy in there.
Let's call him. We have his number. Let's call Charlie.
Oh, we do?
Tamara's co-star?
Yeah, I told him to give you guys a piece of his own mind because he wasn't too happy with what you guys said.
Listen, the guy's wearing like sweatpants. He's playing video games.
Take you out for a steak dinner. That's the right thing to do. That's what we're saying.
Not that the Carl's Jr. Really? Steak sandwich isn't delicious.
Hey, Charlie?
Hi. Yeah.
Kevin
Charlie.
And Dean.
Hi.
We're on the air with Tamara.
Charlie, you're the luckiest actor in show business.
It's true. I got paid to hang out with Tamara.
That's what I'm saying.
It was a good day. It was a good day.
It was a good day.
How many takes did it require for you guys to get that finished commercial?
It took 18,000 takes from me and one take for Tamara.
Yeah.
Because she's
actually
better than you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I screwed that up.
Well, that's true. No, what would happen is I would say, wow, you look really hot, and then I'd start drooling instead of saying the right line.
And that's not what they wanted? They didn't want drooling?
They were like, hey, you look really nice. And I was like, I'm sorry, I just can't do that. I'm a method actor. I don't
We did it a ton of ways, saying like, hey, baby, when I walked in. And
you saying that?
You said that, or he said that?
Yeah, no, I said, hey, baby, and then
like, hey,
you look really sexy.
All right, Charlie, you shut up. We're talking to her now.
Yeah. All right. Not so much from you. Couch boy.
Ralph would like some deep background on the various ways that you and how you decided on the brilliant reading of thanks, because that's his favorite part of the whole commercial.
Your thanks is the cutest thanks on the planet.
Thanks.
Thanks. So adorable.
Thanks.
Yeah, they tried to actually get me to do it very serious and sexy, and I just laughed every time I did it. So that's kind of why I'm cracking up.
See, that's why you rule. That's why you should be in every television show and film made.
She can't help but being cute. It's
right, just, that's the thing. Her natural, her adorable nature just shines through, and that's why she's a superstar.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
So Charlie, you show up and you've done a film and acting and commercials and other TV shows and whatnot, but you show up for the Carl's Jr. gig, which I guess is a pretty good gig because they run commercials a lot. You make some money off it. Yeah. But you show up and then you realize that Tamara's your co-star. Your head must have exploded.
I freaked out a little bit, to be honest with you. She was late, actually, the first day we were doing the fitting.
Bull.
Nice. No, the rest of you were early. The rest of you were early. She was not late.
What happened was, I'm sure she was pulled over by every police officer on the way over to the fitting.
Sure.
And they were like, hi, can I just talk to you? And whatever.
Right.
But we got on set, and I was like, she's way out of my league. Thank you, Ralph, for saying that 800 times.
Well, it's true, Charlie. I only speak the truth.
That's a pretty easy observation.
Right, but you don't have to do it on air. That
well, listen.
I'm a cheap guy. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, look, I'm paid to tell the truth, Charlie. I'm sorry.
I see her, and I don't know exactly. I mean, I'm like, she's the sweetest girl she's the sweetest girl. Like,
thanks.
We don't even need her.
Right. I just have this.
Thanks.
And I mean, she's really nice, and I'm like, something's wrong here. I feel like I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop, and it never does. The entire day, she's the nicest person I've ever met.
Yeah, you don't meet a woman that looks like Tamara usually with that sort of personality.
No,
especially in the entertainment business.
You guys are making me blush.
She should be Canadian. That's how nice she is. That's what I'm telling you.
Right. Wow.
That's what I'm saying.
She's like Canada nice.
Right. Straight up.
So here's a question, because we're almost out of time here.
No,
Charlie,
we're not. We are so not out of time.
A question that we were asking earlier in the week, and we've had many discussions about this commercial, is apparently there is a prequel. Is that right, Tamara, where you're trying on a bunch of different outfits before you select the blue dress? Is that right?
Yes, there is a 15-second spot where I'm changing.
Yeah, that needs to be longer.
I still haven't seen that one, which is bogus. But my question is there going to be a follow-up now? And we asked the CEO of Carl's Jr. the other day, and he did not know. But is there going to be a follow-up between your characters as to what happens next? Or do you guys know?
You know, it does kind of leave you hanging, and I would love there to be one, but I've never really heard of
it. I pray every night. Is that
the follow-up would sound like this.
Oh, stop
it.
Oh,
come
on. What are you talking about?
It's a sea lion. What is wrong with you people?
Why did this have to get ugly? And it was so sweet and pure before.
I heard the sequel. She leaves Couch Boy for a
radio. Couch Boy? I'm Couch Boy?
Yeah, Couch Boy. She leaves Couch Boy for a radio personality.
I'm Couch Boy.
That's what I heard.
Does she call me a loser and a doofus, Rob?
Listen, dude.
Look, that's how good an actor you are, Charlie, is that you made that dork completely believable. Yes, that's what I meant to say.
I'm not actually cheap, Ralph.
So you're saying in the next commercial, she turns her back on Charlie, walks out the door.
For a radio personality.
You're standing outside.
Exactly.
With a Carl's Jr. steak burger.
No. I've got a cow. I've got a whole cow that I'm going to slaughter for her and cook myself.
A steak sandwich is pretty good for her.
And then she sees you and gets scared that you're going to kill a cow and runs?
No. Then she leaps into my arms and then harp music plays.
Wow.
Wow.
All right, I haven't thought the whole thing out yet, exactly.
But I've got, all right, well, listen,
kernel of an idea.
Poor. Yeah, it's not Charlie, great. It was awesome of you to email us, and we appreciate you getting on the phone with us this morning. And you did a great job in the commercial. The fact that you were able to even remember your few lines in the presence of greatness
is
to your credit.
The fact that I remember English is good enough for me around her.
Exactly.
No, he really isn't a dork, though. He really is a sweet, sweet married man.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sure he is.
I found out this morning, by the way, that Tamara has a boyfriend. For everybody out there.
Temporarily. Temporarily.
That's an easy fix.
He's not right for her.
Yeah, exactly.
He's so not right for her.
He's a fake. There's no ring. That's
and
right.
This ring can go away very easily, too, by the way. The one on my hand.
Yeah. Oh, really? Your wedding ring?
Whatever with that. Look at my hands now.
Back on.
It's gone already?
It's gone.
It's a magic trick.
All right. Yeah. We gotta end this. Charlie, thank you again.
We don't have to end this.
Great talking to you.
We do. We got to move on.
We got to move on.
What do we have next?
Showbiz.
Stupid. It's a stupid segment.
You do it.
It's your segment.
Well, Tamara's going to be guest hosting the Showbiz Beat next.
Oh, that's fine.
Is that cool with you?
You stick around for another break?
All right. Oh, I would love to.
We'll talk about all things Showbiz. It'll be so much fun.
Okay. We'll be here. Time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
It's the Tamara Showbiz Beat. That's where we're going.
Time for the Tamara Showbiz Beat. Yes.
I like the sound of that.
So do we.
Tamara, were you in The Matrix? Someone told me you were in The Matrix.
You know, I saw that on IMDb, and I've been trying to get it corrected.
Why?
Forever, but, yeah, I was like 11, maybe.
Yeah, I was thinking, you must have been awful young if you were in The Matrix. I think, what could she have played?
No, I but no.
Kid number one,
not
true?
I've been trying to get it deleted, like I said, but they haven't done anything with it. So.
Is acting ultimately what you want to do with your career?
Yes, definitely. After the Carl's Jr. commercial, it definitely gave me a push and got me out there and noticed, so... I just signed with the Schiff Agency or company.
Congratulations.
So, they're going to represent me.
If you're listening, Hollywood, put her in everything you make.
Please.
Everything.
Take a look at the showbiz news, shall we? Kelly Osbourne has checked into rehab.
Uh-oh.
Her representative in London says Kelly Osbourne has voluntarily entered a medical facility to address some personal issues. She recognized that she will never look like Tamara Brown, and so she has started drinking and taking drugs heavily.
That's not part of the story.
Depression set in.
Nope. That's not part of the story.
Fell.
That's not part of the story.
Apparently, she went into treatment 5 years ago as well for painkiller addiction. No word yet on what she's conquering this time around, but of course, we give her all our support and love, as we've done all morning. That's what we do.
That's what we're about. Support and love.
Jennifer Lopez and Mark Anthony are saying rumors that they may be getting divorced sometime soon are just that, rumors.
I saw that over Christmas in Star or whatever, that they had split up.
Well, here's the thing. Sometimes Jennifer doesn't wear her ring when she goes out.
That's weird.
Here's the other thing. She's married to Mark Anthony.
Yeah.
Skeletor.
That's almost as bad as Tamara and whatever doofus her boyfriend
is.
Really,
like,
she does say,
great, though,
she does say, and I don't know if this is something other women do. I've not heard this. She does say that she'll take her ring off if it clashes with the outfit that she's wearing. That was her explanation at the Golden Globes.
She said it's a fashion choice. She says sometimes the ring just isn't right for her outfit.
Okay. Well, is it a pink one like Ben got her, or is it just a solid?
I don't know.
I think it's just a big old hunk of diamond.
Well, that should go with everything.
I would.
Jennifer
think,
says
yeah.
all is fine, and this is my favorite quote because it's just so ominous. Divorce is not an option.
Oh, no. Oh,
that sounds like murder-suicide back in your future.
It sounds like she's going to kill Mark before she'll leave him.
That's not good.
I would be sweating it if I was Mark Anthony.
Wow.
Screen Actors Guild has decided to suspend their plans to take a strike vote.
I wondered about that yesterday when you were talking about the Academy Awards, because you said it might happen just before that.
January 2nd was the original date for the strike vote. Now they have pushed it back indefinitely for two reasons. The anti-stroke? I just had one. The anti-strike side says that it's good news because they may have conversations with the Producers Guild and they'd be able to hammer out a contract before that comes up.
Okay.
However, the pro strike side says that they know it, at the moment they won't have enough votes to get it passed, so they're going to hold off and try to convince more people to vote yes.
Because the economy continues to circle the drain.
Yeah, exactly.
That'll work.
They need 75% of the actors to vote yes to strike, by the way, and I don't think they're ever going to get that. Because people, like Lisa mentioned, they need their jobs.
Yeah, right. Hey, Ralph, do we have time for another Tamara Brown fun fact?
Sure, I love those.
Tomorrow, you guys.
My parents, tomorrow? I don't know what they were on when they named me, but they spelled it wrong. No, it's spelled Tamara, but everyone calls me Tamara.
But what is
Which
it?
Do you prefer?
She said Tamara, right?
I think you're in bull. I think it's Tamara.
It's Tamara.
It is Tamara. It is Tamara.
If you really feel like you know me, you could call me Tammy.
Tammy.
Okay. Go ahead.
Tamara Brown fun fact.
Like, we're like best friends, though.
She wears
I can't call you Tammy yet?
Maybe, Ralph.
Well, maybe. Maybe.
She wears a size 9 shoe. That's the fun fact for this hour.
All right.
Spectacular.
Really? Feet, yeah?
Size 9.
I'm a tall girl.
You're
a tall
girl. I'm not criticizing. It's just the fact that we know that is weird.
Yeah, how did you even find that out?
Was that her model card you're looking at?
What are you
Because Tamara's 5'9", 34, 24, 34, with a dress size of 4 and shoes of 9.
Wow.
Eyes of 8, hair of 1.
Shoes of 9.
Yeah, this is creepy now.
Somehow when Bean does this, it's so creepy. Like, we need security. We need to take a shower.
I'm just saying.
Well, luckily you're in a different state, so
That's why we had to move.
Now you know.
We couldn't get any women to come in the studio anymore when he was working here.
Too many restraining orders. By the way, I'm not the one who trashed his wedding ring this morning, okay? That wasn't me this time.
My wife understands.
She does.
Not really.
No.
I'm hoping she's still asleep. And lastly, the rumor that started yesterday on the internet that Katy Perry has announced she's taking a year of celibacy. She's taking a vow of celibacy for a year for 2009.
Yeah, that's absurd.
Apparently, it was just a joke.
Yes.
Katie, now she was just kidding when she said the original comment that she was going to be celibate for 2009. And she said death would be better than a year without sex.
Why is she the best?
Those would be her options.
Wow.
So, no celibacy for Katy Perry.
All right.
Because she kissed a girl, you know.
That's what I heard.
Heard it in the song. Today's celebrity birthday is Richard Dean Anderson. He was MacGyver on the TV show MacGyver. He's 59 years old today. Nita Baker turns 51. Mariska Hargitay. From Law & Order Special Victims Unit. By the way, they should fire her and hire Tamara.
Really? I thought last hour you were saying she was fantastic.
Yeah.
She's great in that show.
Not even close.
Super sexy.
No. She turns 45 today. Tiffany Thiessen. Didn't she used to be Tiffany Amber Thiessen?
She did.
Where did the Amber go?
Don't know.
Let's ask the musical question. Where did the amper go? She's 35 years old today. When's your birthday, Tamara?
September 7th.
September 7th. I have to put that in my calendar.
For what? What are you going to do?
Start saving up. Announce it, of course.
Start saving. I'm going to announce it.
And buy her a car. King of Mexico says that your resume says that you can do a Jamaican accent. Nope.
No.
She's shaking her head radically no.
She's got little eyes out there.
IMDb is wrong on every level.
You know, you put extra out there, and then if just I ever had case. A call, then I would really try to practice that.
I see. Yeah. So that's just, you were just...
It's her Scottish accent. That's her killer. That's the one that kills.
Let's hear the Scottish accent.
God. Is it really hot?
No, I'm just kidding.
You are actually a four-time UFC world champion kickboxer, though, right? That is accurate?
That is true.
Okay. Oh, yes, definitely.
And Nick Harmer. Private investigator from Death Cab for Cutie. He is 34 years old today. What are some of your favorite bands, Tamara? Who do you listen to? Who do you like?
Oh, bands?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. God, musically, who do you like?
You know, groups that play music.
Shut up.
Shut the hell.
You can be replaced.
You're not even here.
Yeah, you're not even here.
Jeez.
I don't even count.
Stupid being.
No.
Well, I think he's just asking to name a musical act that you enjoy. That's all.
I've been actually into, like, not so much bands lately. A lot of solo female artists, like Lady Gaga. I've been really into. I like her acoustic stuff, though. Her voice rocks. And Alicia Keys. I like singer-songwriters and stuff like that.
So do we.
I like those people, too. That's all my favorite music.
They're the best. We're our favorites.
I was going to wear my Lady Gaga t-shirt today, but it's in the wash because I wear it all the time because I love her.
I've never seen you wear a Lady Gaga t-shirt.
Kidding me? I go Gaga for Lady Gaga. That's always been my motto. Yes.
You have heard of Lady Gaga.
Though. Love Lady Gaga,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah, she does poker face in that dance song, whatever that is.
Yeah, come on.
Well, but
before
really
you go, Tamara,
Yaman,
when can we next see you? What will you be in beyond Carl's Jr.?
What are you working on? Any gigs coming up?
Actually, I just signed, like I was telling you guys, with that management company. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I have about 6 interviews with all the casting directors for huge feature films. You know,
that's awesome.
Paramount and DreamWorks going on in February. So. Hopefully
well,
this
bring
year.
Bring them steak sandwiches, because that does work.
You know, if I'm ever
work.
Out in a bikini calendar, you guys will be the first to know.
All right.
Show you guys personally.
Yeah. And when you get to be a big star, because this happens from time to time, we'll have someone come on the show and sort of the beginning of their career. Come back and see us when you're like a big movie star and stuff.
Don't be like freaking Leonardo DiCaprio who pretends he doesn't know us
yeah,
now.
Yeah, right. Remember we got Leo start in his career and now he doesn't even talk
right.
to us anymore.
I don't remember anything
I don't
about
think
that.
We ever.
No, we never really
No,
did.
We didn't help him at all.
No. But we'd love to have you back next time you have something to promote.
No, thank you for having me. It was really
Thanks, Tammy.
Chatting with you guys.
You can't go, Tammy. I just tried.
It wasn't too bad.
It was great, Tammy.
It wasn't too bad,
she said. How dare you. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business.
That's why I think gay guys are faking it. I think they're not really gay, because when women like Tamara Brown are around, there's no reason to be gay, right? Who's with me?
Well, I don't think
it doesn't work that way, Pete.
I don't think they line up all the hot, sexy women, and then the guys go, no.
I'm just saying.
I'm not sure that's how it works.
I just don't know what's going on here. All right, it's 8:09 on the Kevin DeBean Show. Ralph has the movie beat coming up later this hour. First, though, we want to tell you about, finally, by the way, out of all the dozens of pitches that I make to get things on the air, finally one comes through, because this is a place that I absolutely want to visit.
This is the Hall of Losers. It is a museum in Kansas. And apparently they put in only people who lost the presidential race.
Oh.
So on, I don't know if it was November 4th or January 20th, John McCain was the latest person to get inducted into their museum because he lost.
So these are the guys who were on the other ticket, the losing ticket in the race for the presidency. They did not become president, and then they do end up in a bank parking lot, basically, in the Hall of Losers.
Which is very exciting. So we had our producer, Alex, line up the Hall of Losers. We thought we'd talk to them about the different people that they have inducted into the museum. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Kevin and Bean. Is this the Hall of Losers?
If you can hear me, I can't hear you.
Hmm.
Oh.
Oh, that's interesting.
Maybe.
I guess we're the losers on this call, it sounds like.
Hello?
Hey, it's Kevin.
Can you hear us now?
No, I can hear you.
Oh, okay, good.
Oh, there you go.
That's scary for someone my age. I thought I was deaf.
Yeah.
You work there at the Hall of Losers, sir?
No, this is John McCain.
Oh, no. Senator, what are you doing there in Kansas?
The actual loser.
They've made me a permanent exhibit.
You mean it's not just a portrait and a display of your accomplishments now? They actually make you live in the museum?
They have me behind plexiglass.
Oh, that's kind of sad for a man.
Pee!
It has to be so tough for you knowing that you expected this week you would be, you know, in Washington, D.C. as the president.
Yeah, I would have got the oath right, too. Promise to defend and protect and shellack the Constitution of the United States.
I'm pretty sure shellack doesn't have any part of that.
Well, what do you, I mean, I guess it's kind of an honor, the fact that you had the Republican nomination and you've put on a good race and a good fight, but what's it like there? What do you think of?
I'm a loser.
Yeah. Oh, that's so sad when you look at it that way. What do you think of the Hall of Losers, though? What do you think of the museum there?
It's sad.
Yeah.
Sad.
Everyone here is a loser.
What else is it in there? Just pictures of people? Or?
No, we're all here. They make us stay here.
Really?
You have to move to the Hall of Losers?
Yeah, John Kerry's over there going on a breakfast run.
Really?
He's going to get some pancakes.
Yeah.
Okay. Everyone who's ever lost is here.
Michael Dukakis, he's there?
Oh, good old Dukaki.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He's there?
He's here.
Is there anyone there that we might be able to talk to, someone who's available else, on the phone, Senator McCain?
Al Gore's here. You want to talk to him?
Al Gore? Yeah, absolutely.
Hold on.
He's living in the Hall of Losers.
I had no idea.
Oh!
They
got the phone!
What was that?
Yelling for
hello?
Al?
Yes?
Hey, it's Kevin and Bean from K-Rock.
Kevin and Bean, how are you?
You're living at the Hall of Losers?
It's the law.
I didn't know that was a law.
Apparently we all have to come here after the election.
Wow. But I thought you were busy jetting all over the world in your private airplane telling people how they're wasting electricity.
No, I'm just here making sure the electricity goes off here at night here at the Hall of Losers.
So you're responsible for the lights.
I want to make sure their carbon footprint isn't too big.
Right.
It's so sad that you guys have to do that. I mean, you're one step away from becoming the president of the United States. This is not much of a runner-up.
No, now we're in Kansas.
Wow.
Kansas blows.
It does seem like it would suck.
Who else is there that you've maybe become friends with, Al?
Who would you like to talk to?
Don't ask him that.
Is Senator Dole there?
I'd put this back in your court, Bean. It was your idea.
How about Senator Dole? Is he there?
Senator Dole? Sure. I'm sure he's here.
All right.
Okay.
Bob, of course. Phone for you.
Lost to President Clinton, if you recall. I guess he's living out there at the Hall of Losers, too.
Is Bob Dole what he wants?
Bob, it's been a long time since we talked to you. How you been, sir?
Oh, yeah. Now you care. Where are all the years when you're calling me?
Well, I don't
know.
Think...
It's the hand, isn't it?
It's the hand.
Out by the hand.
Yeah. It's kind of freaky.
What's going on? What are you doing there in Kansas?
Like the other guy said, we were sitting here in the Hall of Losers, commiserating.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we play a little poker.
Yeah, right.
Sometimes
right.
We get nude and wrestle.
Really?
I'm
really?
At a disadvantage now because of the floppy arm. But sometimes I take a Viagra just before we wrestle just to freak him out.
That seems bad.
Poke him in the eye.
Well.
Bob, don't poke him in the eye.
That's what I understand. You're one of my favorite presidential losers. I'm so glad we got to talk to you again.
I'm so glad you asked for me. Anybody How about else, comedy boy? Who else would you like to talk to?
Can we talk to James Middleton Cox?
I'd like to speak with Wendell Willkie, please, who lost in 1940 to President Roosevelt.
Come over here. Hello, Wendell Willkie. A vote for Willkie's a vote for me.
How are you still alive in 2009 to be at the Hall of Losers?
It's remarkable, the preservation techniques here at the Hall of Losers.
Can we talk to Horace Greeley?
Horace Greeley?
Yeah, he lost to Ulysses S. Grant in 1872.
Let me get Horace on the phone for you.
Thank you.
Okay. I never expected this interview would be on the show this week, I'll tell you that.
Hello?
Horace?
Oh, I thought you said horse.
Can't even try.
Probably the only show on the air today doing the red hot Wendell Willkie comedy. I want to say I'm proud of that. All right, it's Friday morning. Ralph is here. That means it's time for the Movie Beat.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
I'm sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat.
Welcome to my world.
Yeah.
Welcome to your world.
Yeah, that Tamara Brown, she was in here.
Mm-hmm.
The girl from the Carl's Jr. commercial.
She was.
She sure was.
Let's take a look at the movie, shall we? The Dark Knight has been re-released.
Really?
for both of you who haven't seen it yet.
This is the third time it's been released, isn't it?
Not to my knowledge.
Didn't they do it a second time?
They did. They did it at the very end of the year when the Oscar ballots were going out.
I guess this was meant to take advantage of the Oscar nomination that they thought that movie would get for Best Picture. Heath Ledger has been nominated, so if you haven't seen his performance as the Joker, here's your chance. It's in theaters right now. Also opening today in limited release here in Los Angeles and New York, Donkey Punch.
Oh, my God.
I rented that over the weekend.
Well, this is a brand new version. Oh. This is a remake. A botched sex act.
No!
turns a hedonistic Mediterranean cruise into a deadly fight for survival when two girlfriends face off against the group of boys who invited them aboard their luxury yacht.
Wow.
Is it a horror movie or a comedy?
Sounds like
or
a
what?
Horror movie. It is a suspense thriller horror dealio.
All right.
Instead of bad guys being zombies, though, they're just sort of drug-addled, rich punk asses. And these two girls are being stalked by them on their yacht.
Wow.
That sounds like people I don't want to spend any time with.
That's correct.
Here's a little edited-down version of the trailer of Donkey Punch.
Yeah, Eric. Hey, what's up, man? It's Mr. Khan, dude.
Sorry, it's been a while. Here's Donkey Punch.
Anyone heard of a Donkey Punch?
Tell us!
It's proper hardcore.
I am hardcore. Oh, it makes your chest all cold.
Why don't we take this downstairs?
Please,
I think she's dead.
No!
What have you done? It was an accident. We had so much doesn't look good. And so she fell overboard.
You killed her!
Nobody, no proof of anything. It's your word against ours.
Wow.
Oh, dear.
When a donkey
that
punch
is
goes bad.
Weak.
No, thank you. You don't want to be dealing with a donkey punch gone bad.
No. That seems bad and depressing.
Leave the donkey punching to the professionals, people. Please don't try it on your yachts. I think that's the moral of this story.
Mm-hmm. Very important.
Also opening today is Outlander. James Caviezel. You remember him? He used to be Jesus.
Yeah.
Now he is a man from an alien planet who lands on Earth during the reign of the Vikings.
Yes. Minnesota?
I kid you not. Bringing with him an alien predator known as the Morwin.
Are you making this up?
A battle for survival takes place during man versus monster in the Vikings' Iron Age.
Yes.
What the hell's going on this week with the movies?
What is going on?
Here's Jim Caviezel in Outlander.
So who are you, Outlander?
Good answer him, friend.
Your name!
My name is...
Kanan. Why did you attack Anna's village?
Didn't attack anyone.
Then why were you there?
I was hunting.
Hunting? Hunting what?
That.
A dragon.
Tell me, why were you there? Where were you all night?
I told you.
And that's the donkey punch.
Donkey punch right in the back of the head. Kill Shot opens today.
What's that?
Kill Shot is a movie about an old school hitman and a young criminal on a mission to find and kill an innocent couple.
Why are they killing an innocent couple?
Movies this weekend.
Apparently they are some sort of witnesses or something, and they've been these guys have been hired to kill them. Based on an Elmore Leonard movie, so that's sort of an upside.
Sure.
Thomas Jane stars in the film. Not to be confused with Patrick Jane, the mentalist.
Right. Okay.
Diane Lane and Mickey Rourke star in the film.
Oh, okay.
Here's a little clip from the trailer of Kill Shot.
Seems you had a good look at them. It's a contract killer for the Toronto Mafia. Without you, there's nothing to say he was even here. You qualify for federal protection under the witness security program.
What if we're being used as bait?
What are you talking about?
What if the FBI is just waiting for those two freaks to find us so they can find them?
You know what I do for a living? I shoot people. Sometimes for money. Sometimes for nothing.
See?
Sometimes for nothing.
Just to do it, man. I heard he shot a guy in Reno once just to watch him die.
That's never happened.
No, never happened.
This might be a good weekend to catch up on Oscar-nominated films you haven't seen yet.
Oh, no, my friends, because you have not heard about Inkheart.
Inkheart?
That's right, Inkheart.
What are you...
This is about a little girl who rallies her friends, both real and imaginary, to rescue her father, who's a bookbinder. Brendan Fraser stars as the bookbinder who can bring characters to life by reading them aloud.
Wasn't that Bedtime
Stories?
The
Adam Sandler movie, yeah.
This is the dark side of Bedtime Stories. This is Nightmare Stories with your ink heart.
I think it was a popular children's book. I think there's a...
Well, children are stupid. Okay? And they don't know what's good. So we should stop making movies from books that they like. That's my thought. Here's a shot.
Huh?
Here's a scene, rather, from Inkheart.
Just tell me what you want. I want you to put right the wrong you did 9 years ago. And I'm here to warn you. Capricorn knows where you stay. His men are there now waiting for you and your daughter to come home. He wants you to read for him.
Well, he's out of luck. I don't read aloud anymore.
If he finds you, you really think you'll have a choice?
Man has to hide his secret power of reading aloud.
I don't read aloud anymore.
I killed a man once by reading aloud, and I've never gotten back in the ring.
What happened? What's happening?
And last world...
Underworld?
Underworld.
Yes.
Rise of the Lycans.
Yes.
Really?
This is about werewolves.
Yes, it is.
Coming... The Rise of the Werewolf.
This looks awesome.
Are you really excited?
Yes.
Kevin.
I love werewolves. I love vampires.
Look, there were only two reasons to see any of the Underworld movies before. And those two reasons were Kate and Beckinsale.
Yep. Absolutely.
She is not in this one.
Not technically.
Rise of the Lycans.
Right. This is the prequel, I think.
Although Rhona Mitra is rather attractive.
She is.
She's in it. Bill Nighy, one of my favorite actors, is in it as well.
Good. Bill Nighy, the science guy?
Very good. Bill Nighy. Not Nye. And so it could be. I mean, look, given
the choice.
Donkey Puncher Outlander, I think I might rush to go see Underworld Rise of the Lycans. Here, one of the Lycans speaks out trying to raise his clan from the shackles of tyranny.
I've lived by their rules my entire life. I've protected them. Envied them. And for what? To be treated like an animal. We are not animals! Is this what you want? We can be slaves, or we can be Lycans!
Rawr! Rawr! In their defense, though, you are kind of animals.
Yeah, isn't Lycans the very definition of an animal?
You're kind of a werewolf. It's sort of an animal.
It has wolf in the title.
You're pretty animalistic, in their defense.
It's true.
But I can see why you want your freedom. Because you're Lycan. I'm liking this movie.
Is that your...
That's my review.
Really?
I'm hoping it gets on the poster. I'm liking this film.
So, again, with Underworld. Oscar nominations this week, there have to be a lot of movies you go, Reader, what's that? I haven't seen that yet. Maybe there's some others you can go
Are
pick up on this week.
Are you walking past a theater that's showing Donkey Punch? I don't think so.
I don't think I could. I keep on driving.
I'm Ralph Garman, and I walk the Donkey Punch beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman's Movie Beat.
We've got an answering machine somewhere deep in bowels of K-Rock that you can call and leave a message on 24 hours a day at 323-520-AFRO. You call on any topic, then we play it back on the radio.
Everybody should spend 5 minutes trying to realize what it's like to be me. And that's why I'm grateful for this call.
Hey, what up, Dallas? What's up, Lisa, Kevin, Bean, Ralph? Have you guys ever wondered why... Damn. Got what I was going to say.
How often does that happen to you, Kevin?
You mean per day?
Sure. Three or four times a day? Yeah.
I'll walk into a room and go, I know I came in here for a reason. I did this yesterday. I'm positive I came in here for a reason. What was it? Can't remember.
I wish we could tell the audience how many times Kevin gets to work and goes, yeah, I sure worked a long time on a piece that I meant to bring in today that I left by the front door.
That happens, too. This is not trying very hard.
Ollie Gibbon or Tony Danza?
You might want to leave that one by the wayside and work a little longer on that. This particular person is not a fan of people who drive the Prius.
Hey, boys. Lisa May. What up? Why are Prius drivers such Prius drivers are You guys got to talk about that on the radio. Find out why Prius drivers are such effing
I need more information also. I have not noticed that.
I don't think I've noticed that either, but...
I am a Prius driver and have no idea what he's referring to.
You're a bad driver just because you're a bad driver.
I'm an excellent driver.
Not sure what this is about. Could be about 17 things a day.
God damn it, Bean. Would you shut the f*** up for a minute?
again, we need more information.
So that's an anti-bean call. Here's a pro-bean call.
Hey, thank Bean, you. I got a question for you. Why don't you shut the f*** up?
Bean, I love you.
All right, there's that guy. Let's see. I'm not sure which channel the porno channel is.
Hey,
but
I was cruising the porno channel, and I came across a film called Areola 51. Get it?
No, we don't get it.
Mike, have you rented that one? Is that good? It sounds like it might
be. I haven't got around to it. Sounds great, though.
Stu Lance is an announcer who drives me crazy. He, of course, is with the Lakers broadcast. And this guy shares my sentiment.
Stu Lance just said the Lakers need to intensify their intensity.
That does happen a lot.
Well, maybe they did.
This guy is very happy with Nope.com.
Hey, Kevin and Bean. I just want to say I love that Nope.com thing you guys have been doing. I mean, that's hilarious. Man, that's freaking brilliant. Where did you come up with that? It's so... You guys got your own catchphrase now. You're like Larry the Cable Guy. Say, get her gun. He's like, Nope.com. That's funny, right? Because everybody loves Larry the Cable Guy. You guys suck. Hey, Lisa.
No matter how much they hate us, no matter how much they turn on us, they always still have just a little sliver of love that they hold out for Lisa.
Yeah,
bless them.
She's the only part of the show people like.
Right.
And finally, I'm not sure what this means.
What up, Kevin and Bean, the homie. And this go out to my homie Austin, who go to L.A. Train Tech. He's cool and he's straight, but I don't talk to him so much. So peace out, man.
Wow.
He's
it sounds
straight.
Like a little bit of a shout out, like he wants to say hi to his friend, but then it sounds like there may be some trouble in paradise in that friendship and that they don't talk anymore, but it's not a gay thing because I don't know where Dwan's coming from on this one.
He's straight. He's cool and he's straight, so, but I don't talk to him anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what that's all about. I mean, Dwan is complicated, as you know.
Dwan is also always right. So whatever he says, I'm with.
You're
down.
In.
I'm
okay.
Down with Dwan. He's my favorite person on the planet.
And now, a moment with Bean.
I've given all of these topics a lot of thought.
Yeah.
I'm not coming in. I'm just talking off the hip here, man. Or from the hip, or wherever the
shooting
hip is.
Shooting from the hip.
Yeah, you
whatever
shoot from
talking
the hip.
Off the top
whatever
of
you
your
do
head.
With your hip.
You top.
I'm just, pick
I'm
one
just
of the
saying,
other.
I'm not just talking from the hip here.
That was a moment with Bean.
In my defense, I was just saying, and I hope that you could notice that. All right, 8:54, Rob is here with the final showbiz beat for the Kevin and Bean Morning Show. Of course, he does a up-to-date afternoon edition, too, just before 6 p.m. each weekday here on K-Rock. But what do you got for this morning, Ralph?
Yeah, I was thinking today that working here at K-Rock is like making a deal with the devil.
How come?
Because I say in my life, wow, I think that girl in the Carl's Jr. commercial really looks attractive and nice. I'd like to meet her.
Yeah.
Poof, she appears. Well, yeah. I'd like to be friends with Charlize Theron. She's pretty spectacular. Poof, happens. Maybe that Kat McPhee from American Idol. Boy, I'd love to meet her. Poof, happens. Yeah, I'd like to be pals with my best, my childhood idol, Adam West. Poof, it happens.
Well, till the restraining order, but go ahead.
It's pretty sweet. You are right about that, Ralph.
It's like a dream machine.
It
but,
is.
But, like making a deal with the devil, it comes with a cost.
Some time to pay?
You have to sell your soul, work with Bean. Same thing.
What?
Is it worth this?
The ultimate price. You have to pay the ultimate price for your dreams to come true by working here at K-Rock.
How did this turn around on me? I was like, right there with you on how awesome everything was.
Yes,
and you
but
turn around and
then Beelzebub shows up with a quill pen and a document. Next thing you know, Bean's asking you questions.
That's just as God made me.
Yeah, that's the problem. You know, Orlando Bloom, Brad Pitt, George Clooney, Matthew McConaughey, these may be the men that women think of as irresistible.
Sure.
But someone believes his name should be added to that list. Steven Tyler, lead singer for Aerosmith.
He's had plenty of chicks. What's he complaining about?
Wait, he's saying he should be involved in those lists?
He said he should be considered amongst the men who are irresistible.
Really?
He says in an interview in Elle magazine, he has never once been turned down for sex in his entire life. Any woman he's ever gone up to and wanted to have sex with, he's had sex with her. Even pre-Aerosmith. No woman has ever been able to resist him.
Come on.
Why is he so desperate to make people believe that? I mean, I think most people would probably accept something close to that.
Women are able to feel my sensuality, he says.
he has been a rock star for 40 years and probably has had sex with thousands of beautiful women. But there has to have been along the way one or two that said, I'm sorry, I'm married. I'm sorry, I'm not interested. Whatever.
Nope.
Hasn't happened once.
Nope in an elevator. Nope.
I'm going to say liar. I'm going to go with liar on that. Yep.
He says he's never taken his prowess for granted, unlike other people he could name like Gene Simmons, he says.
Wow.
Why is he so bitter all of a sudden?
He attributes his success with women to the fact that women love themselves a duck-billed platypus. They just can't get enough of that creature. Yeah. He's the closest thing we have in human form.
I say to him, dream on.
Oh, my effing God.
Just because that's how he wants things to be, and they're not.
I'm giving you a zero for the day.
Oh, I hate that.
Speaking of sex and celebrities, Katy Perry announced this week that she was going to be celibate for the entire year of 2009.
That bullshit is hot.
After breaking up with Travis McCoy from Gym Class Heroes a couple weeks ago, but don't worry, kids, it was just a joke. Apparently, Katy has already announced she was only kidding when she made that comment and said death would be better than a year without sex.
She's the perfect woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, she is.
She hasn't met Bean. I'll take death.
Death would be preferable.
I'll take death. You know, Fallout Boy was named after a character on The Simpsons?
Yep.
He's the sidekick to Radioactive Man, the fictional comic book hero from The Simpsons world. Well, the band's going to return the favor to The Simpsons. On Sunday, they'll be performing a special version of The Simpsons theme song. If you want to hear Fallout Boy do The Simpsons theme, it'll be over the closing credits of this Sunday's episode of The Simpsons. So you can check that out if you want to hear FOB do The Simpsons theme. New reality show on Spike TV. Want to be a football player? Here's your chance. Hosted by former wide receiver from the Dallas Cowboys, Michael Irvin, competitors will try to vie for an opportunity to have a tryout with the Dallas Cowboys. Six receivers and six DBs will have a chance to compete, and the winners will spend their time at the Dallas training camp come this offseason.
It's a reality
show. Yes. Are just regular citizens, guys on their couch. These are people not in the system, in the college football system or anything like that.
Well, maybe they former college players, whatever, who never got picked up in the draft, never had an opportunity to redshirt anywhere, so they are going to try to compete to get an invitation to the Dallas Cowboys training camp. Jerry Jones, owner of the Cowboys, will be one of the judges on the show, says Daily Variety.
It seems lame.
They have just sold out completely.
Doesn't it seem lame?
He spends a lot of time promoting a team that isn't very good.
He just wants everyone to look at them all the time. And here's the latest way. Michael Irvin says, second place will be you get to have whatever drugs are in his trunk. That's a pretty good second prize when you think about it. If you don't get to the Dallas Cowboys training camp, you get to go to Michael's trunk and find a pipe.
Isn't Michael Irvin the one that said that he was just
He took that pipe the guy off down? A friend. He patted his friend down, found a crack pipe on him, took it off him. And that's why it was on
that
him.
That may be the best answer ever given.
He was saving a friend.
He's the same guy who last week said that somebody attempted to carjack him until he recognized him, and then they just had a conversation, and the guy drove away and decided not to steal his car.
How about them Cowboys?
Yep.
And Kelly Osbourne has checked into rehab. She did so 5 years ago, and now apparently has fallen off the wagon. She is getting checked into an unnamed center here in Los Angeles for 30 days for an unknown problem. People magazine.
Which?
Don't look at me.
Which?
I hit something and then Ralph kept talking, so I tried to kill it, but I was not quite fast enough. Sorry.
People magazine has the...
I thought I had... It seemed like there was an opening, and there wasn't.
That's what she said.
Back to you, Ralph.
That's what he said.
People magazine has the following statement from her representative from London. Kelly Osbourne has voluntarily entered a medical facility to address some personal issues. Her family stands by her, supports her, and has vowed to buy her less drugs.
Have they said
they're
that?
Not stopping completely, but they're going to cut that. She has recently been brought up on assault charges after slapping a gossip columnist last summer. So this may have something to do with the fact that she is scheduled to return to see the authorities regarding the charge in March.
Mm.
So let's see, 30 days from now, it should be good timing to get out.
Yep.
Look what I'm doing. Look how I'm cleaning up, Your Honor.
That's right.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Nick Harmer, P.I. Death Cab for Cutie. He's the bass player. He is 34. Tiffany Thiessen from Beverly Hills 90210 and Fastlane.
Big head.
She has a big head. But it's a pretty head.
Yeah.
It's a pretty big head. She's 35. Mariska Hargitay.
is 45 years old today. Anita Baker, the singer, is 51. And Richard Dean Anderson. Of course, you watched him on General Hospital. I know I did. But then he went on to greater fame as MacGyver. He is 59 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph, and thanks to our special guest, Tamara Brown Garman, for joining us today. She, of course, in the current campaign for Carl's Jr. steak sandwiches. And she was every bit as delightful as we hoped she would be in person.
Tamara Brown Cox Garman.
And if you haven't seen the short 15-second commercial where she's trying on the different outfits, the prequel commercial, it is up on YouTube. We found it.
Put on the Kevin and Me page, too. Yeah.
We watched it over and over and over.
Yeah.
She'll be back in, of course, starting first thing Monday morning as our new traffic reporter.
That's
Kevin
right.
Show, too.
Yeah.
So very much like, by the way, we have to mention this moment because it was so very funny. Former producer Lightning, who now does great job over there at KRock.com, came in with a film crew of... what, about 30 people shooting the angle today?
Every angle he could get.
And said to Lisa May, hey, be sure to not lean into the shot while I'm shooting our guests. No,
don't lean that in
or your face
me.
Will end up in the shot.
He puts it behind me and says, don't move back or you'll get in the shot.
Yeah. He's a romantic sucker, isn't he?
Every possible angle in this room had been covered, and somehow Lightning managed to get Lisa May... to the point where she was nowhere to be seen.
She can't move. Yeah.
Our Lisa May, who, by the way, is the reason many of our listeners buy a computer, is just at the hope of one day seeing her online. And Lightning wants to make sure she stays out of the shot.
Dear God.
I thought that was a very sensitive moment for our friend Lightning.
He's a good guy. So good. This afternoon, Kevin and Bean Cinco de la Tarde. We're going to tell you more about Spencer Pratt getting in a fight. And we've got some great internet video, including the Obamas. I can't even
how they express their affection for each other.
Yes. And it's in a way that perhaps you've never
it's a list of things the Obamas do to express their affection together.
Never thought you'd hear this.
Some of the things
television.
On that list are kissing and hugging.
Yeah.
And then there are other things that someone thinks that they must be doing.
This is not your father's president, is what we're telling you. Things have changed at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
And that's we also have a cat singing the Superman theme. Let's not forget. That's the best.
We'll get to that too.
Best.
And by best, you mean
best.
Yeah. All right.
Best.
I think you hit the button. There you go. You forgot, didn't you, Kevin?
I did, yeah.
You forgot it was Friday.
Don't be an emu.
Don't be an emu.
Don't bogart the joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
That's not pot.
Don't bogart the joint, my friend. It over to me.
What a great pot party.
Roll another one.
I'm going to smoke pot every day.
Just like the other one.
Man, I'm so high.
This one seems to be about to quit.
I don't still sound like a pothead, do I?
And I need another hit.
Kat Cox Corbett is coming up next with 40 Minutes Nonstop K-Rock. She'll have The Killers for you. Also some Pearl Jam, Rise Against, Nirvana, and more on the world-famous K-Rock. Have a great weekend.
Roll,
roll,
roll. Another one.
This weird hunch he might be high.
Just like the other one.
Marijuana's bad.
This one seems to be about.
Oh, yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
I don't have another sense.
No, I'm gonna get high tonight, though. I'm gonna get very high tonight.
What about God that joint?
I heard he smokes plants.
Just pass it around.
Munchies. Who wants some munchies?
What about that joint, my friend?
How stoned are you two?
Me.
Just pass it on down.
Pass it on down.
Failed conclusively. It's over. And there is nothing that you can do here in this room that can turn that around. Nothing you can do that can make up for what you just did.
You're free to go. But we're cool, right?
We'll meet again. Don't know where, don't know when. But I know we'll meet again some sunny day.
So if you're confused about what I'm saying, listen very carefully. I quit this bitch.
The Hoff loves to rock.